Well, the Federal Open Market Committee had a meeting this week, a two-day meeting. It was a pajama party, sleepover, Tuesday night and into Wednesday. And on Wednesday, they announced a 0.25% increase in the federal funds rate. This is the increase we talked about on our last broadcast last week. And it certainly was widely expected and brought the current rate to a new range. The new range is 1.5% to 1.75%. As we have now seen six rate increases going back to the end of 2015. This is all part of a monetary tightening cycle that is ongoing. And expectations are there will be several additional rate increases, at least through next year. And we have a new Fed chair now, Jerome Powell, and Chair Powell did a good job communicating during his first media conference this past Wednesday. He certainly made clear that the FOMC balance right now, the balance of power right now, is very close between those that want to see a total of three rate hikes this year and those that want to see four. And obviously all of this assumes that the economy continues to grow. So we have one faction at the Federal Open Market Committee that thinks that a total of three rate hikes this year will suffice. We have a more hawkish faction that thinks that the total should be four. Either way, rates are going up. Now, the Fed has also stopped talking largely about slack in the economy. They used to talk about it a lot. They don't talk about it much anymore. And that's because we have what is defined as full employment, based on the unemployment rate down in the low fours, coupled with the inevitable tightening of the labor market that has been going on in recent quarters. I mean, those two go hand in hand. A full employment status economy goes hand in hand with a tightening labor market. Now, the keys to the labor picture are productivity, immigration, and trade policy. These are the factors that determine the evolution of the labor market. So Chairman Powell emphasized this month that faster, sustainable economic growth can only be achieved with a growing labor force coupled with higher productivity. And by the way, one way to get additional people into the labor force is for the participation rate to increase. And to the extent that can happen, that does place more bodies into the labor force. Now, whether they're qualified or not, that's a separate story. But the fact is that labor force growth coupled with higher productivity, those are the keys to sustainable economic growth. And certainly would help if we had better training of workers. And the reason I say that is we have millions of jobs that are not filled because qualified workers are not available. And some help can come from automation and robotics, obviously. That can help to ease the lack of qualified workers. But Chairman Powell emphasized this month that, you know, the U.S. has some problems. Educational attainment in the U.S. flattened out decades ago in the 1970s, but not in other countries. Other countries have surpassed the United States in terms of their educational systems and their educational success. And it's a shame. We hear a lot of bragging about the great universities in the United States, and that's true. But the fact is, the overall education system, which is what really matters, compares poorly to several of our major competitors, especially when you look at the industrialized countries, countries like Germany. Very good example. Some of the countries in the Far East, another good example. And we've lost ground in this area. And we've lost ground over a long period of time, dating back to the 1970s. So So this is something to be aware of. Chairman Powell is certainly aware of it, and he has spoken of it. Obviously, one of the keys to monetary policy is inflation. And inflation has stayed relatively low for a variety of reasons. Globalization is one. Look at the impact that globalization has on wages. Technology is another. Look at the impact technology has had on automation and robotics. And look at the impact technology has had on communication. Another factor that restrains global growth is a very high level of debt. Another factor that has to be dealt with is changing demographics, including the aging of the workforce. So all of these factors have to be weighed when you're looking at this issue.